Like, he was an asshole when he was on The Apprentice, and I didn't like him then. And I know
he was an asshole to Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2. Like, I just...
Yes. Everybody, thanks for listening. This is Q&A with Q&A. I'm Quinn. I'm here with April.
Hi.
Hi again. This is episode 2. So I think we learned a little bit from the last one. Real quick up front, we have a Gmail account, theqandapodcast@gmail.com. And then we're at Twitter at theqandacast. If you have questions, send them there. We're on Facebook too now. So our parents can like us.
I didn't invite either of my parents or any old people that I was related to.
Were you trying to be cool?
Yeah, because they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I'm just, like, I don't. I did students, though. I probably shouldn't have did Effingham students. Whoop, Effingham.
That's fine.
Okay.
Once we get huge and popular, people are going to know where we live.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to get right into the questions because the main thing that is freaking everybody out is coronavirus, because it's way different than it was a week ago.
Holy balls. Yeah, it is.
So where's your level of concern now?
I'm freaking the fuck out. Like, not like I'm buying 12,000 pounds of toilet paper, but I'm nervous now that Trump's going to do the national lockdown and everyone's going to be quarantined and we can't. It's going to be worse than Italy and... Fucking tanks are going to drive through and make sure we don't leave our house. It really freaks me out. And
I think the unknown probably freaks you out more, right? Because that's what freaks me out. Like, you don't know what's going to happen with this.
I don't at all. Like, I don't.
And that's just fear of the unknown. We don't know. So I don't know if it's worth worrying about. I know I'm kind of worried about what tomorrow's going to bring at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know what today was. I was off today, but because we were out of everything. So we get resupplied tomorrow. That happened last time. I got to turn that down.
It did? What is that?
It's just my computer making noise.
Oh, I don't remember that happening last time. No, but like, I just got a text from the secretary in the office and she's like, I wouldn't bring Violet in either. She's way too. Okay. Well, recap. School is closed for 2 weeks and my school, for some fucking idiot reason, is open on Monday, open tomorrow. But students aren't coming because parents flipped their shit, understandably, because why the hell do we need to go to school on Monday? But teachers still have to go in. Like, no fucking way. I already told my daycare that I'm keeping my kid at home. And it's just so stupid. And we just got a message from our superintendent that said that we could take our kids if we don't have daycare. And I'm like, what the don't have us come in the first place. And I finished all my quarantining shit on Friday, so I'm just not coming in. Makes me so angry. Of course, yeah, two-year-olds, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, so Illinois just on Friday closed schools until the 30th, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of other states now that have done this.
Oh, my gosh, a lot of states.
And now just today... On Sunday, the 15th, March 15th, the governor said bars are closing, restaurants, dine-in part of the restaurants are closing until the end.
Like, the March 30th. It's the same quarantine time.
So that's going to be an issue with those people needing a job and getting paid.
Did you see the bar down the street from here posted, like, we're going to be open tomorrow, so come in and get some packages and buy some beer from us because we're not going to have any fucking customers for, yeah. Like, bars have it way worse than restaurants because restaurants can at least still do carry out. But yes. Like, if you're a bartender, you're screwed. I can't even imagine.
Now, there is something out there about the state will provide unemployment to certain employees. But
what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I know it isn't affecting me. It's not affecting you. So yeah. I haven't looked into it. Plus, it just happened. So.
Right.
So.
Just fucking scary times. Like, is this end times? I know it's dramatic, but is it? We don't know.
No. I mean, this, they say the influenza of 1918 was pretty bad. So it's almost 100 years after that. So we're kind of freaking out. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers for that one, but I did see a meme because that's what everybody
was. It the H1N1 thing with Obama?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, so many people died from the H1N1 swine flu or whatever. And like the media didn't go fucking nuts. So people didn't panic. I remember it happening and being more sanitary or whatever, but it never got anywhere to this point. And there's so many more people affected by it.
Yeah. Is that social media, you think?
I don't, maybe. Because it really wasn't.
I mean, Twitter wasn't huge back then.
Yeah.
Facebook was
around.
Well,
we also had Obama as our president. Just dropping that right now. We didn't have a fucktard who doesn't know what he's doing.
So you think Trump could be doing a little bit more? It sounds like
yes,
he's already messed up.
He messed up real bad.
So he doesn't make me feel very confident in the leadership.
You fired the fucking pandemic committee or whatever. There was someone there on call in case this situation happened. He's like, oh, we're not going to fucking need this because I'm king of the world. Yeah. And then, yeah, okay.
You think that was just cutting costs?
Yeah, right. Well, he was probably like, what? Pandemic? I don't know what that word means. And he just went golfing.
So, got to pay for that wall somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so no NCAA tournament this year. No NBA. They paused it. NHL paused. MLB, they're postponing the start of their season.
I do feel like an asshole because I'm glad I'm not drinking wine because that would be worse. But like, probably don't need to like, do we need to list all of this stuff? Like people know who are listening. If they are listening to this, they're like, yeah, we fucking know this. Yeah, move on to something that's distracting us against otherwise or, you know.
I agree. So we can move on. I did want to touch on that because it's bad and the unknown is what's going to really freak you out. And I got to go to work tomorrow at the grocery store. Stop buying toilet paper. It's going to be okay. We're not going to run out of toilet paper.
That leads me to my first question, if you want me to just start it.
Yeah, sure. Nice segue.
It really is.
You're a lot more professional than last week.
Well, I know because I like wrote stuff down. I don't have any links or anything. Because two of mine don't have anything to do with coronavirus. But I had toilet paper, ? On my paper. And then I had just the generic, like, what are the top five things you would stock up on if you knew you would be quarantined? Like you couldn't leave the house for 2 weeks. The top five things.
Okay. I mean, obviously toilet paper would be one.
Okay.
It'd have to be.
Yeah, I guess. But like you could use paper towels. You could use napkins. You could use a shirt.
But you can't. I mean, you can't flush that.
I
assume they'd still pick up trash, I guess. Because if they're picking up trash still, then I guess it
doesn't. No, we have a washing machine.
Oh, so you're talking about like wiping your butt with a t-shirt.
And then cleaning it. What, are we not just going to throw clothes away?
I know, but.
That's wasteful. How disgusting are your poops that you can't just like rinse it off and wash the shirt?
I don't ever have to think about it. Obviously, it's okay because you'd probably know. It would probably have come up at some point in our relationship if you're like, why do you just change your pants? Like, don't worry about it. I always keep a spare set of pants with me on like our second date. It's like, yep, this is my backpack from my shit pants. Okay, anyway, so toilet paper. Does food count as one?
Yeah, no.
So I got to say like different foods. Well, it had to be like, because at that point, you're making your own bread. So flour, I guess.
So toilet paper, you're making your own bread. It's only 2 weeks. Why don't you stock up on like tortillas?
So bread. Okay, no, okay. So bread.
You know what I mean? Like
toilet paper, bread, rice. I don't, some sort of, what meat would last that long? I guess you get meat, it'll last. So there you go. Bread, meat, toilet paper, soap, just like a body and hair soap. Like,
well, okay, not that axe, only, but it only works if.
If what?
That only works if you're a guy. I mean, I guess it would be desperate measures.
Yeah, you'd be fine. You would do it.
But you could not wash your hair for 2 weeks. And it'd be disgusting, but it'd gross. Be fine.
Well, you could just use soap.
Survive. Yeah.
You could use soap in your hair if you had to, and it'd be fine. So that's one more thing. I mean, do we have TV and stuff?
Yeah, everything else is normal. It'd be like right now, governor's
like stuff
like,
I would buy at the store.
Yes. Like tap water is fine. You don't need to stock up on bottled water.
Most people would probably say like beer.
or something. I was going to say coffee.
Coffee. Okay.
I was going to say coffee.
Coffee is the fifth one.
But see, now that we have child, we can't, like, I'd be like, okay, canned veggies.
Oh.
Fruit snacks, or not fruit snacks, but like crackers or like, some shit. Like, we have, like.
How about like pull ups?
Yeah, exactly. But well, one again, package of pull ups is going to take care of that.
Yeah, but we'd waste a spot on that because we could just wash clothes.
Well, that's true. We have enough underwear. You're right.
And for some reason, it's less gross if a child is. And she doesn't do that all the time.
She really doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't use any of the pull ups we put on her. But
she would learn pretty quick to not poop herself. Okay, that was a good question.
I know.
Okay, I'm glad you know.
Well, you didn't ask me, though. I just said coffee.
Yeah, okay, so.
I don't get to answer the questions, too.
Oh, you're for yourself? Yeah, go ahead. You got five? So coffee's one.
Are we including Violet's stuff? Because why does that have to be on mine? Like cat food. See, damn it.
Oh.
Everyone, this is the fucking mom in me is like, okay, well, I guess I'll need coffee and then I'll survive on coffee.
No cats.
And then my kid, we got to get cat food and dog food. And baby food, and
I thought Violet is her own person, so she gets her own.
She gets her own five.
So you're five. Okay,
coffee, probably pasta, because I could do pasta with no sauce and be fine, because I've got all kinds of spices.
Okay, but then you'd need butter, right?
Yeah, maybe butter. But I could all okay. There's oil and stuff that we have oil, which is gross, but I could.
Well,
do
we
that.
Have butter. Are you assuming we have stuff? Or we have literally nothing.
No, it'll be fine. Okay. I don't know. Cheese? Like shredded cheese. Shredded I know that's cheese. Weird, but like I use so much shredded cheese.
Well, I assume we would get together and combine our 15 items, you know, in this household where we could actually make it work.
Yeah, it would be fine.
I mean, Violet would get pull-ups and then the dog and cat food and litter.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, litter.
I mean, cats could go outside if they had to. But they'd be gone. A hawk would eat them or something.
A hawk wouldn't be able to lift up those fat ass cats.
True. All right. Good question. My turn.
Okay.
All right. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Okay.
And this house that we live in is so old, we would know. Like, I don't think there's any of them in here. So thank you. Although,
there's not.
They're really, like, as you're looking around creepily, I don't think there is. I feel like we would know. This house is old enough to have ghosts. We would know by now, even with or without a kid. Because, you know, kids can all see the ghosts.
Yeah, that's the saying. Children are supposed to be.
Yeah, and I'm scared to death when that starts happening.
That's not going to happen. What? No. Kids just say random shit all the time. This house is 132 years old, 133 years old.
Yeah, so if there were a ghost in this house, we would know about it by now.
God. And it freaks me out, so I guess I do believe in ghosts, because I don't even like to talk about it.
Why did you make that your question? Stop it.
Because it's a good question.
Maybe it's because we have the cats, though, and they always sleep with us and stuff, and they...
And ghosts are afraid of cats.
Well, and dogs, maybe. Like, maybe they're... Where's our dog?
She's sleeping over there.
Maybe they're just... wouldn't come out, or whatever. The cats protect us. Like, the cats protected us from the sprickets, and we didn't notice... Until we got this stupid dog, and then the cats didn't come down to protect us from the sprickets.
That was one spricket. And what is a spricket for people that don't know what sprickets are?
Okay, well, a spricket, I don't know. I think it's called a cave cricket or something. It's more cricket than spider, thank the Lord. But it looks like a fucking spider and cricket mixed together. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And they have giant back legs.
Yeah, they're humongous legs.
And they move sideways, jump like
they
sideways.
They jump. Oh, they're terrifying. Oh my gosh, I hate them so much.
It is. It's like a spider cricket that'll fit in the like your hand. Like it's as big as your hand, the palm of your hand.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. That one that I killed in here the other day, like a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. Okay.
It was as big as my hand.
Good thing the cats come down here now. I can't. Oh my gosh, no. They're horrifying.
Cave crickets are like camel crickets.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know, sprickets.
I don't like them. I don't mind them until they start jumping sideways.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't like them any wave at all. Like whenever we had them at mom's house and I lived down in the basement, I would throw a blanket on them, stomp on the blanket, and then leave a note for mom and be like, mom, there's a cricket down or spricket down there. Get it. Because I couldn't even deal with dead ones. How did I live down there for so long? Because that was horrifying.
It was really gross and like muggy.
Musky.
Yeah, musky. It was pretty gross.
Oh my gosh, it was awful.
God, okay. So yeah, I guess that would be your turn to ask the question.
All right. Okay, well, I guess your ghost one didn't have anything.
No.
Okay, so this one's about Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you think Disney Plus is worth it when you don't have a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. If you enjoyed the Disney movies and stuff.
I do, but like...
If you watch like 2 a month, it's probably worth it. Because those movies...
I mean, I guess we watch Mandalorian watch month, and stuff.
Jeff Goldblum.
It's just like, I feel like I watch it all the time because of Violet. But then like Ashley was struggling to try to find stuff. I guess though, if we didn't have a kid, I would probably binge watch Boy Meets World. I would probably watch all the Xenon movies. I would have watched Big Business by now.
You would have more time.
I would have more time and more available choices because I wouldn't be limited to Frozen 2.
And there's new movies every month. It seems like they're adding movies.
See, I just needed to talk that out, I guess.
How about, I got a counter question. What, today? Yeah, Disney Plus put out Frozen 2 3 months early.
Yeah, Ashley's super fucking pissed about that.
Everybody that bought it, yeah, it's got to be mad.
I think it's a nice thing to do, though. People are fucking quarantined for 2 weeks. Like, we've watched Frozen 2 5 times this weekend. We've
literally watched it, yeah.
And only twice on Disney Plus. So.
And you're home the next 2 weeks, so you're probably going to watch it.
We're going to watch it every day. It's fine. I will know all the words to Kristoff's 80s ballad, probably.
But so they put that out. They also dropped on digital, the new Star Wars movie just came out early.
Really? I didn't know that.
Is Disney, they're being nice, or are they good business people?
And it's probably both, because I do think it's kind of a nice thing. But they're also, like you said earlier, you've said this to me before, like, they're like, shit, yeah, parents are stuck home with their kids for 2 weeks. I bet they'll spend this money to buy Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper to buy Disney Plus for a month than it is to buy Frozen 2.
Yep. And the same way with Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, you might as well, they're going to buy it. You're at home for a long period of time. And I'm sure it's on every streaming, you know, Amazon and whatnot. You can buy it. Fandango, all that stuff. They're smart, but also they got to make that bottom line.
I know, but I don't look at it as an asshole-y thing.
No, it's just pretty smart move on their part. I really don't know if I want to do... I have one political question.
Well, we're missing the Sanders-Biden...
Yeah, the debate.
Right now.
Some of it, I watched it. It was interesting. It's the most civil debate yet.
Yeah, I think so too. I wish we kind of would have watched it. Maybe we can watch highlights or something tomorrow.
And they might be fighting right now, like on stage.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Like old man fighting. It's just really slow motion.
And someone coughs in front of them and they run away.
Like, oh God, no. All right, I'll just ask, because this is a good question. It has nothing to do with really, you know, what's going on in politics right now. Just in general, should the president of the United States be on Twitter?
No.
Not just Donald Trump, but anybody. Obama, when he was there.
I followed him, but like I never go on Twitter. I don't even know any passwords or anything, but I don't think it's necessary. Maybe if he had a social media team, but this fucktard, he tweets it's like on his phone and he just tweets every thought. It's ridiculous. He needs to have at least 5 people look at his tweet before he tweets it. I'm guaranteed that's how Obama did it.
I'm pretty sure he had
how normal people.
I assume he does that even now. I don't know, because he has
Twitter. Exactly.
I follow him on Twitter. He puts out great stuff, like, but it's not all the time. It's obviously well thought out, and I don't know if he actually does it, but at least it's not embarrassing. You're like, ooh, what the hell's going on? Even like the Republican friends that I have, they're like, yeah, I guess we just take that one because he's so crazy on Twitter. You have to accept that. But look at this, low unemployment.
Yeah, because of Obama.
Well, it's disheartening sometimes, I guess.
I definitely don't think that he should be on it at all.
I think it would resolve a lot of his problems if he wasn't.
100%.
And it wouldn't make me go, oh, God. And like everybody else in America go, oh, God,
like,
why?
Embarrassed that he's our president. I am like ashamed.
And that's the main thing. If he wasn't like that, so verbose and just like in your face about everything, I think he would be more likable.
Yeah.
And you would, because a lot of people can't get past that, where you can look at the good stuff he has done, because he's done a few good things, but it doesn't matter because he's still an ass.
Yeah.
Like, he was an asshole when he was on The Apprentice, and I didn't like him then. And I know
he was an asshole to Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2. Like, I just...
Yes. So I know that's why I would never vote for him, but it's hard to even listen to people talk about the good stuff he's done because he's on Twitter all the time.
It's ridiculous. Like, why has someone not done anything about that?
Well, it's freedom of speech, right? But he has no filter also, and there's no one there to tell him, like his wife. And usually I think someone in his close family would be like, hey, stop it. But I think everybody's just along for the ride.
Yeah, or like it's ridiculous.
Scared of him, or he doesn't listen, which might be the case.
Probably could be it, yeah.
Where he's kind of just like, I know what I'm doing. You're beautiful.
Here's some money. Here he throws 20s at her.
Just 20.
She like scrambles around to buy a not bullying shirt or something. I don't know what she does.
He throws more than 20s. He's probably like hundreds. Or he has his own currency with his face on it that they use their Trump bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's going to convert our currency to.
Once he calls this national emergency and takes over the country and becomes king.
He's got 100 trillion Trump bucks he's sitting on. Just like.
That's slightly terrifying.
Just like Street Fighter, the movie. Where you probably have never seen Street Fighter, the movie.
Okay. I have, I think. No,
it was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, I don't know.
And it's horrible, and everybody's just on coke the whole movie. It's great. It's really, I saw it as a, like, 11-year-old, and it blew my mind. But
I'm sure that was great for an 11-year-old to watch.
Raul Julia is the bad guy in it.
Is that Gomez?
Yeah, and he's fantastic in it. Like, he obviously knows the movie is going to be horrible. So he's just like, I'm going to act. He's just like basically, he's just a giant ham the whole time, chews up the scenery, which is the best part of the movie. Got breaking news right here in the debate.
Oh, okay. What?
Nothing like bad. I know.
Okay. Like, as soon as you said breaking news, I'm like, fuck, what is happening?
No. The men will be here in 10 minutes to escort us to the bunkers. That hasn't happened yet. Biden says he'll choose a woman to be his vice president.
Biden will, so it's going to be Klobuchar.
That's what I was saying last week.
That's just the most obvious. Yeah, you did say that last week. That's the most obvious choice. Because she's very likable. I like her a lot.
If he chose Warren, I think he would lose votes. Honestly.
I don't think Warren would say yes to him. I don't think that works.
I don't think she said yes to either one of
them. I don't think, if Sanders did, she wouldn't say yes to him either. I think Elizabeth Warren has not resigned herself, but is like, I'm doing a lot in the Senate already. I'm just going to keep focusing on this now and trying to get shit done because the president really doesn't get that much shit done.
Yeah, so she's probably super busy, but so would Klobuchar. But I think she'd be more appealing. But also, I think she'd be appealing for Sanders, but she will go with Biden.
Well, she already publicly supports Biden.
So that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Is it my turn for an actual question?
Well, what did you
ask? No, I just asked about the Twitter thing, so it's your turn.
Okay, I only have one more question. That's fine. And it's kind of a silly one.
Okay, good. We need a silly question.
Okay. Okay, so I have if, but I'm just going to say when right now. So when this podcast gets so big, like Conan O'Brien big, and we would start doing ads, who would you want to do an ad for? Like, who do you think you could do a truthful ad for? Because those Conan ads are kind of cheesy and like bullshit.
Honestly... it's gross, but whatever pull-ups we have right now are a pretty good company because they hold everything in when she's sleeping.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, it's gross.
It's not pull-ups though. They're the generic parents' choice.
So just like, okay, well, it works.
So like Walmart, I don't want to support Walmart. Oh
God, Walmart doesn't need any help.
We could say Easy Ups from Pampers because we've liked Pampers diapers the whole time we've had this child.
Yeah, that's pretty entertaining. Answer, I'm sure.
I know. They're like, really?
Maybe something cool. I don't know. Trying to think like what we would like dog food. I'm seeing some dog food.
You're just like looking around the house. Books.
A lamp.
Like books are fun. Go to your local library today.
Pictures of our family.
Today. Wait until the quarantine's over.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's got to be. And once again, it always goes back to food. Some sort of food. Probably like everybody else, it'd be like some fucking company that delivers meals to your door and you make them. What, like Blue Apron? That's fine. If I get free Blue Apron, I would do that.
I was thinking like maybe Dove chocolate and they could just send me chocolate instead of payment. Just like a shipment.
I mean, whatever. That's fine because we're doing this either way. So Dove, go ahead and send us some free chocolate.
Pampers,
please.
We will also take Easy Ups.
Yes. Whatever size she is.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Give us whatever. We'll make
We'll get her into it.
Yeah, we'll give away the other ones that she doesn't fit into. All right, see, that was fine. That was a good question.
I don't know. I need to maybe come up with more questions.
No, that's fine.
Because we're back in this. We don't need in-depth answers. No. Do you want more, like, questions? I feel like we've gone through a lot of questions. I only had the three.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't... Last week, the first episode was kind of like I probably overdid it on my analysis of all my questions. I had, like, fucking, like, three sheets of paper.
Well, I know. And see, like, look, this is mine. As I think that's of fine. A question, I write it down on this little pad of paper that we have in our, cabinet.
Today, I had three questions. So, that's pretty good.
Are you done with your three questions?
No, I got one more question.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because I went first.
Yeah, it's really... I have it as Marvel Roundup because later on this year, Disney Plus is putting out Loki and WandaVision, but Falcon and Winter Soldier got pushed back, but they also have Hawkeye coming out. What If, which is an animated
show. I think that'll be interesting. Maybe Violet will watch that with us.
Well, it's got the actual like actors doing the voices
that's cool.
of Captain America or whatever. But out of all those, what are you most looking forward to?
Loki.
Yes. I 100% agree.
Yeah, just because it's going to be when he takes the Tesseract, right, from Iron Man. I read about it.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like an alternate, where does he go there after Endgame? That? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he could go, yeah, that's a good idea.
So that just seems really interesting, and I love that character anyway, and I didn't really like him that much in Ragnarok, really. Ragnarok. Did he do anything?
Yeah, he was there. He was with the Collector, or... whatever that guy's name was.
I don't know. I mean, I just haven't been, like, happy with Loki lately, and he's, like, one of my favorites.
Well, he hasn't had a big part.
He's just kind of been there.
So, yeah, he deserves his own show. Falcon and Winter Soldier will be good. They'll all be good. We're going to watch all of them, yeah, I'm sure. Course.
See, that would be another, go back to my question about Disney Plus. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, so, it's worth it.
Yes,
so
always.
There you go.
Yeah, because they have all that coming down. WandaVision. Is going to be good. It's going to be
weird.
That's going
to be weird. I don't know what that is. It's just her dreams, right? It's like her.
I don't know. She can control, reality is what she does. So she can do some weird stuff. Scarlet Witch and Vision, the Vision. What's her name? What Olsen is she?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Olsen. That'll be good. But then they have coming down the pipe. They got She-Hulk they're going to do. They got Moon Knight.
Oh, really?
Moon Knight. They have Miss Marvel. Who's a Pakistani in the books. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, that would be good.
She-Hulk, they're trying to cast for that right now. And I was looking and they had Allison Brie as a name. Allison Brie
She's
type.
She's too tiny.
Yeah, but you can... So is Mark Ruffalo. If they're going to put him in all that gear and have him act out.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mark Ruffalo is supposed to be in She-Hulk, at least at the beginning, which
to
makes
get her
sense.
Started or whatever.
Yes, which would have to be... Professor Hulk, Smart Hulk, right? Would
all
have
right, because it's got to be all linked up.
You figure this would be after Endgame, so he'd be all gimpy, you would think.
Oh, the New Mutants is what I was going to ask about. Is that, you probably don't know, but like, is it going to be, I know it's been postponed like 12,000 times. Is it even going to be in the Marvel Universe?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because it obviously wasn't when it wasn't a Marvel movie, and now it is a Marvel movie. I wonder if they'll just hook it up at the end, like with an after credit.
Maybe. They could do that, because I think it's self-contained.
Okay.
I don't think they're, like, out and about. It seems like a self-contained...
Because they're in, like, an asylum or something, right?
Something like that. Okay. So it's self-contained. They could put whatever they want at the end.
At the end, okay.
And they could put whatever that they want sense. In it. They might have already done that, but it's pretty unlucky movie. It's been delayed twice. Because that got delayed. Mulan got delayed. Trolls got delayed.
Most importantly, Trolls.
Yeah. We were going to go see that, but not now. Not with Corona everywhere. So yeah, then sticking with Marvel, rumors about Fantastic Four.
Oh, did you hear that Jim might be writing and directing
it? That was my question. What's
John Krasinski?
What do you think? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like him. I don't know anything about his talents. The Quiet Place seemed to have nice reviews, and I've read articles about it, but I can't fucking watch that movie. The anxiety is way too much.
Yeah, 5 minutes into the movie, and the little kid dies, and she wouldn't watch it.
I couldn't anymore. No fucking way.
Children death. not going to watch it. We don't even know if he dies. What if he's actually just the
main? I read the whole plot after that. Yeah, you did. I wanted to know the story, but I didn't want to see it.
Like, what if he's the main villain controlling all of them at the end? It's not. That's a dumb thing. They shouldn't listen to me on that one. No, I think it's good. I think John Krasinski would be really good.
Emily Blunt's going to be in it, I think.
As Sue Storm.
Well, as a main character. So, yeah, the girl. Yeah.
Probably. That would make sense.
She could do that. I like her.
Yeah, Chris Evans back as the Human Torch.
Oh, my gosh. I wish they would because that would be amazing. I loved that one.
I don't think they would do that.
That would be so funny.
Chris Evans is going to be cashing Captain America checks until he dies. So he's probably good. But I wonder what they do with the Thing. They should just do like they did with Hulk with the Thing. Just make him motion captured, the performance, the actor
rather
is actually,
than like a huge pillowy suit that he's the guy's in.
Yeah. And then Michael Chiklis back in, the first one.
I really liked that movie.
He's like 5'6". That doesn't make sense. Things should be at least like as tall as the Hulk. I think he's a little bit shorter.
No, I liked that movie though. I liked Chris Evans. That was the Not Another Teen Movie era. Was that character. Like that was Chris Evans. So like whenever he became serious and we watched like Snowpiercer and stuff and you're like, shut up, get in your whipped cream bikini. All right.
Yeah. Well, he was
take him seriously.
Captain America was a serious,
I know,
serious role. You know, in that first movie, he was pretty serious.
Yeah, it was really, really weird for me to watch that. And then you get used to him as Captain America and it's fine.
And he's kind of funny. By Endgame, he's kind of broken and he's kind of more funny.
Yeah, because then he like cusses once or something. Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
They built that character so well. When he cussed one time, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Why did Captain America cuss? It's really cool. But so Thor, Love and Thunder, it's coming out. It's got Christian Bale as the villain. I don't know what villain.
I also
villain.
Heard the Guardians are in there.
Guardians are in it. Which
so
makes sense.
That would be really good.
Because it's going to be a while before the third Guardians comes out. Because James Gunn is still shooting Suicide Squad 2. Actually, I think it's done shooting. But he's still got to do that for another half a year before they even think about the Guardians.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And then the Eternals comes out in the fall, maybe.
I'm kind of annoyed with, what's his name? Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah, the guy from Silicon Valley.
Yeah, because I love him. And I think he's still normal because I listened to the Conan podcast with him in it and he was talking about how much he loves food and stuff. And I think he's still normal, but I think he might have also turned into one of those, like how Chris Pratt used to be fun and awesome. And then he like became a huge dick that only talks about his like food intake and his workouts.
Yeah, that's what ruins people, not being able to eat normal food.
I'm hoping that Kumail... Is that his name? Kumail? Kumail Nanjiani? I hope that he becomes funny again. He doesn't necessarily need to become fat again.
I don't think he's
going to
be
fat.
Well, Chris Pratt and him probably have different jobs lined up. I don't think he's going to get leading roles where Chris Pratt's going to be a leading man for a while. Like until he doesn't want to do it probably. Because
I just loved fat Chris Pratt and it was so sad. I mean, he's good in Guardians of the Galaxy and I still like him as an actor, but like.
Well, Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt was funny.
That's what you saw.
You saw the most of him in that one
was
character.
The peak, Chris Pratt. I don't know. And then even in Jurassic World, though, he's kind of a douche. Yeah, I know he's supposed to play kind of a douche, but like, I think that's just him.
He's just that's a not super funny role and he's trying to do it with his smoldering looks. You just want him to be funny because that's what you know him as.
I do. I want him to be silly and goofy and the puppy to April Ludgate's cat. That's what I want.
But you're not going to get that always.
I know.
Because he wants to be
really
an actor.
Sad. I also am disappointed that the Eternals have Angelina Jolie in it because I'm not about her.
Every Marvel movie has got to have a big name actor.
But they have, I was going to say, they have Salma Hayek, but I guess she's not
biggest.
She's
pretty big. I mean,
she'd be big enough for me.
Yeah.
Kumail Nanjiani would be big enough for me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because we're going to see that movie.
I know we are. I don't like Angelina Jolie very much.
But I was reading where they have the first LGBTQ kiss on screen between two men or whatever.
Oh, because I was going to say, didn't Star Wars have the one with the two women?
Yeah, this is between two men, I think.
So it's a bigger deal?
It's in a Marvel movie. I don't know if that matters. So... Do you care? I don't care.
I don't give any. I mean, it's great. Like, that's great that they're doing that. But, like, it's not like That's not going to, I'm not going to go on Facebook and be like, oh my gosh, there's two guys kissing. We can't see the movie. Or
well, there's like a giant protest already.
See, and that's fucking ridiculous. Who gives a shit?
I know. We have bigger things to worry about than two men kissing. If they want to kiss, go for it. I don't care.
Well, yeah. What? Why? I want to be at the point where no one gives a shit about that.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone really cares. It's not like they're making you watch them kiss.
Yeah, I hate that it's a huge deal.
They could have a little flash, like a thing in the corner. It's like, men kiss in 10 seconds. Walk away.
That's so stupid. It's like that Seth Meyers special on Netflix. Did you watch that with me? Where he's like, this is going to be political. You can skip the political part, and you can skip over the whole political part, which I thought was pretty funny.
What if they just have really sensitive, Netflix could set something up for like people that just want to see the movies, but don't want to see anything that's against their religion or whatnot. Just skip through parts. Skip through all sex scenes.
That'd be a lot
skip
of algorithms. Through. Oh my gosh, that Blue is the Warmest Color would be like 40 minutes. Because my kids watched it, and they were like, why didn't you tell me how much sex was in that movie? Like, I did. I told you that I was a girl finding out that she was a lesbian and is in love with a woman, and there's a lot of sex scenes in it. And they're like, well, we just didn't understand that French sex scenes are completely different than American sex scenes. Like in America, they like allude to it and they start making out and taking off clothes or whatever, and then they cut to the next morning. But in France, it's like you see everything and they do everything. They're like, it was so hard to watch. It was just so much sex. It's like, sorry, 17-year-old girls. Like, I don't know what to tell you. That'd be funny.
All right. Well, I think that's it. For this episode. Unless you got something else for me.
No, that's fine. That was good.
That's it. All right. Well, this has been Q&A with Q&A. I'm Quinn. This is April once again saying bye.
Bye.
If you want to ask us a question, the Q&A podcast at gmail.com. We're on Twitter at the Q&A cast. And we're on Facebook. If you just search Q&A with Q&A, I think it's on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Q&A podcast. So please ask us a question. We'll answer it. We don't care what it is, unless it's something inappropriate. But I don't know what that would be right now. I'm sure there's something out
like
there.
Like if you ask, like, which Effingham student would you murder? Please give first and last names. Like I wouldn't say.
What is your address?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Not yet. So
I don't know
thank you.
Get to know me first. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
This is the corona, y'all is like the virus. They can never own us, they can never buy us. Fighting off the bias, drifting like a pirate. Praying to the highest, praying to the highest. This is the corona, y'all is like the virus. They can never own us, they can never buy us. Fighting off the bias, drifting like a pirate. Praying to the highest, praying to the highest. Like, welcome to the cul-de-sac.